Marianne Wanamaker, an associate economics professor at the Haslam College of Business, has spent the last year in Washington, D.C. We called her during her service to the President's Council of Economic Advisers.
The pace of the White House is unlike anything I've ever been part of.
Wanamaker says the leap from academic research and teaching to policymaking brought a culture shock with it.
You are unaware when you arrive at work in the morning what the rest of your day is going to look like. There have been several, we've had one day turnarounds. So you find out about something at 9:30 and it's due at 6 o'clock that day to the president or to the chief of staff. The pressure of that is pretty remarkable.
She has 10 direct reports to coordinate every day. Still, she enjoys working hard on vital issues. Contributing to the 2017 tax reform bill was particularly meaningful to Wanamaker.
If there's a big victory of this administration, it certainly was tax reform. Our work was highly anticipated, highly visible, and that was a really exciting few weeks.
Having worked as a policymaker now, Wanamaker plans to approach her academic research through a different lens. She wants to make her conclusions more accessible. That should help policymakers use her research to attain goals within society.
Economists, we say we're in the business of public policy. We don't write products that policymakers can use easily. If you're writing a paper about something that's really important, but the audience for that can't figure out what your bottom line number is or what your bottom line conclusion is, then that's a failure. And so certainly this experience has changed the way that I will write my own research and how I will evaluate the research for other people.
Wanamaker says that when she returns to Knoxville, she'll need a period of rest to readjust. Her experience in the nation's capital has been enlightening and highly stressful. She can't imagine spending the next 40 years as a policymaker. When it comes to teaching and researching, though, she feels the opposite. She says that she couldn't imagine a career without that type of work. This podcast was produced by the Office of Marketing and Public Relations of the University of Tennessee Knoxville's Haslam College of Business.